This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The death toll in Morocco has reached 2,700 from last week's earthquake. AP correspondent Sam Metz is there.
It completely leveled parts of this town and other villages in the High Atlas just south of Marrakesh. There's a mosque behind me that is cracked and parts of it have been destroyed. There are ambulances and rescue crews that are digging people out of the rubble, both dead and alive.
It is estimated that another 2,500 people have been injured. Bells tolled at Ground Zero and at the Pentagon today in the United States.
Specialist Craig S. Emmonson, United States Army.
Solemn tributes as Americans looked back on the 9/11 attacks. People gathered Monday at memorials, firehouses, city halls, campuses, and elsewhere to observe the 22nd anniversary, the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. Nearly 3,000 people were killed when hijacked planes crashed into the New York World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and rural Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
It feels like a blur to me. It feels like yesterday, and it feels like a lifetime ago. And it's just so heartbreaking all these years later. It feels like it just happened.
Germany will provide an additional 20 million euros in humanitarian aid to Ukraine. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock made the announcement on Monday during a visit to Kyiv, where she met with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We had already a good discussion in the foreign ministry, and especially the visit to the electricity site was of high importance for us. I understood there how much more support for these kind of long-term protective measures you need.
This is VOA News. Moscow and Pyongyang have confirmed that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit to meet with Russian President Putin. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The highly anticipated meeting with President Vladimir Putin has sparked Western concerns about a potential arms deal that could fuel Moscow's war in Ukraine. A brief statement on the Kremlin's website said Kim's visit is at Putin's invitation and would take place in the coming days. The visit also was reported by North Korea's official KCNA news agency, saying he would meet with Putin. I'm Karen Chamas.
As Russia pushes to the north end of Ukraine's war zone and retreats from towns in the south, there's two different stories developing. Two different towns tell that story. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports on one town in which the war is moving away, and another town in which the war is headed its way.
On the ground floor of this firehouse, there is cause for celebration. The war isn't over, but it is moving away slowly, as Ukraine fights bitterly for every meter in this counteroffensive. There are only 6 to 7 bombings a day here in Velika Novosilka, former firefighters say, making the Ukrainian town safe enough for residents to envision a future. But about 6 hours' drive away, in the city of Kupiansk, on the other end of Ukraine's war zone, the battle is getting closer. At this post office, residents mail out their valuables as they prepare to evacuate. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Velika Novosilka and Kupiansk, Ukraine.
The U.S. health regulator on Monday authorized updated COVID-19 vaccines that closely match the Omicron variants that are circulating today, starting the process to deploy the shots this month. The agency authorized the shots, which target the XBB.1.5 subvariant, from manufacturers Pfizer and Moderna. The British scientist who led the team that created Dolly the Sheep, a breakthrough in cloning, has died at the age of 79. Ian Wilmot helmed the team at the Roslin Institute at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, which cloned Dolly in 1996. Dolly was the first mammal to be cloned from an adult cell, and the breakthrough garnered global headlines and led to new advances in animal and medical research. Wilmot was a titan, someone said, of the scientific world, whose work cloning Dolly transformed scientific thinking at the time. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.